This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, atheists, skeptics. You know what those are, don't you? That's saying skeptics the wrong way.
And scoffers, I'll mix into one. You scoff
it out
there.
Atheists, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Yeah, with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and to the right of me, our little Steffi. Folks, if you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can go over to our Facebook on Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, or go to Bradley Dean. Two different websites, Bradley Dean double E, one fan page, one personal page. Like them both if you would. Stay involved between SOL and Bradley Dean on Facebook. We have about 130,000 friends going back and forth and growing. Check it out. Get involved, friends. This is how we actually preserve our republic. I wanted to let you know if you'd like to check us out on our Twitter page. That is Bradley Dean 1. Bradley Dean 1 on our Twitter account. Phone lines will be accessible today. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-07. Folks, before I give it over to Stephanie real quick in the news today, forensic profiler says Obama is slipping mentally. What's in the news today? Mexicans blame American for death train. Mexicans that are illegally coming over to America are blaming for the train that they came over on the Americans.
That's not up to backwards.
In the news today, Ohio mayor comes forth with new gun legislation. In the news today, found Quran, prayer rugs, unusual items on the border, says some Texans coming forth to the media to let them know that, folks, we don't know who's here, but interestingly enough, you have been beguiled by ill-designing men under the guise of terrorism. If we'd have went back to our forefathers and listened to what James Madison rightly said, the father of our Constitution, he was the one that said if tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, it will come in the disguise of fighting a foreign enemy. And again, friends, it was not terrorists that asked you to give up your rights. It was the American government to ask you to give up your rights. So who is gained? And therefore, there you will find, and there you will find alone as to who is responsible for September 11th. What are you saying, Bradley? I'm saying do a little homework. Go back and look at how dictators operate, what they do, how they operate, so on and so forth. Now, friends, we are turning talk radio into do radio, and we are showing you our faith by our works. And if you'd like to know where that came from the captain of our salvation. His name is Jesus Christ, the Son of the Most High God. You can read 1 John 3:18. And, folks, what we're going to talk about a little bit today is I'm going to play a piece by Mr. Osteen on same-sex marriage. He was actually jumped by a co-host or a host news anchor on CNN, but it was great stuff. I just want you to listen to the heretic himself, number one, and number two, the news anchor start out saying, well, I don't know what really the word says, but, you know, they're coming to your church and you're calling them sinners? I want to talk about that. And I also want to talk about the fact that she says, well, you know, this is condemnation. And then here comes little Joel Osteen talking about, you know, I'm so used to when I was little, I'd come home from church and I'd feel beat up and I'd feel condemned for this and that and the other thing. Well, let's bring it forth in the light of Scripture, friends, and just kind of dissect this conversation. And we'll give you scriptural facts to show you what's going on, not only in just the natural, but also in the spiritual. We spend a lot of time on the Constitution, corruption with this administration. Now, let's talk about a little corruption going on in the church, and let's bring it again to the light so we can get out of darkness. As Jesus said to those Pharisees, he said, they be the blind leading the blind, they all end up in the ditch. Well, let's get out of the ditch. Let's get out of the miry clay, and let's ask the Lord to put our feet upon the rock to establish our goings. So to say all that, to say this, folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, Steffi?
Well, the reason why that is because it's just a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. Happy Monday afternoon to everybody. Kind of need a pick-me-up here. It's the beginning of the week. Always time to dive back into everything we have going on, all of our duties here, out of a heart of love because we're grateful and thankful for everything we have in this great nation. Now, last week we were talking a little bit about persecution and so on, and basically, if you're not getting persecuted, you know that something's wrong. Well, as you're living your life faithful to the Word of God, you're also going to discover adversity. Now, Charles Spurgeon, the Prince of Preachers, said this about adversity. He said, if there are no adversaries, you may fear that there will be no success. If there is one to come against you, if there is no one to say, well, listen, what you're saying is wrong, when you're standing upon the Word of God, how are you going to push through to success?
Yeah.
It's a different mentality. People think, oh, I don't want any adversity. Listen, unless you have adversity, as William Booth said, if you want to change the future, you're going to have to trouble the present.
It reminds me of MLK during the Civil Rights Movement, and it was interesting that MLK used to say those that would always try to be around him because they loved the light that Martin Luther King Jr. got. He said, you know, to you, you're all playing. It's a game to you. He goes, but you don't realize that there's a bullet out there that's aiming for me. And he says, if you're in the way, it just might get you.
Mm-hmm.
So in other words, he was bringing the severity and the seriousness of what the civil rights movement really involved and what the cost was to actually bring forth the results that MLK did get towards the end of his life. And by the way, we're eating the fruit of it today.
That's right.
And by the way, keep in mind, friends, that was an issue of law, not an issue of color.
And if you think about it, he was such a brave man. I thought about this recently, the fact that he just had to be so brave to be able to even go on those marches where there was times he knew he could have just got killed that day. And when you heard, you know, noises going off, you see where he's ducking his head. He had to be so very brave. He was a man who faced adversity. But we have to make sure that in our adversity, we keep our eyes fixed upon the author and the finisher of our faith. Again, it was Spurgeon who said, in any labor to which we set our hand, if we take too much notice of the difficulties, we shall be hindered in it. It kind of reminds me of Peter when Jesus, you know, he said, bid me come out on the water. And Jesus said, come. And what happened was, once he had his eyes fixed upon the Lord, he could walk on the water. When he began to look at the waves, all the circumstances around him, he began to sink. We need to make sure that we keep our eyes fixed upon the author and finisher of our faith. And remember, our failure lies in want of faith, not in excess of it. It would be hard to believe God too much. It is dreadfully common to believe him too little. Keep our eyes fixed upon him as we're going forward and doing what we're supposed to be doing. And remember, action, action. Spurgeon said this, men do not get character among their fellows by indolence and listlessness or by pretensions and talk. He said, action, action. This is what the world wants, and there is more truth yep. than we have deemed in Nelson's aphorism, England expects every man to do his duty, because he is from England, but I'll put that in, America expects every man to do his duty and woman to do her duty.
It was Smith Wigglesworth that rightly said back in the 47 era, that time era, I remember him rightly saying that if you want to do something for God, you got to first get their attention. That's exactly right. Folks, I also want to keep in mind, and I want you to keep in mind, that to the fearful and to the unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars, folks, they're going to have their place in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. And I'm speaking more to the fearful and unbelieving.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Ben Franklin was right when defining diplomacy. It is seduction in another guise. So friends, I have to cut to the chase by bringing the hammer down and bring about the answers in which liberty is established.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
That's why people listen to the show. Politics and religion are married regardless if you like it or not. If that politician is not submitted to God, who does he or she work for?
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
And if what I were telling you were not true, then what are you complaining about?
As George Washington said, truth will ultimately prevail where there is pains to bring it to light. We at the Sons of Liberty are traveling across the country bringing this message to those who are willing to do the stuff. If you want to have Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty speak at your school, university, or event, call 1-866-233-0747 or go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Together, we can see real reformation by equipping the next generation with an understanding of who we are, where we came from, and what needs to happen to preserve our liberty.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. When Stephanie was actually talking during the last segment, I started thinking about, well, I was quick into Scripture again in Revelations 21:8. And then we were talking about the fearful and thinking about the fearful. And then I brought it over to MLK Jr. During the Civil Rights Movement. You know, so many people wanted to stay towards the front where MLK was. It's just like John the Baptist. They enjoyed his light for a season. But interestingly enough, it was MLK that looked at him and said, "You're just playing. You know, it may be playing to you, but to me, this is serious stuff," he would say. And he would tell him that there was a bullet that was, you know, out there with his name on it. And he said, "If you get in the way, it just might get you too." He wanted them to understand the severity of what it would cost to get to the end of his faith concerning the civil rights movement, to liberate. And again, friends, keep in mind it was an issue of law, not color. Now, going back, going to Scripture, I see this all the time. Fearful, unbelieving is really what it comes down to. You're fearful because you don't believe. And it's a work, it's an abomination in the sight of God because you don't believe. And really what you need to understand is personal experience here. I remember about 15 years ago when I first started out in ministry. I was actually in it for about three, four years at that time. But it was interesting how many people in my ministry at the time would be willing to stand back and watch me take the shots. As a matter of fact, if you go online, nowhere will you find anybody in my ministry that went under attack. It's safe to stay there. And I'm likening this under the things of Christ. I'm likening this under the things of the apostle. I'm likening this under the things of the prophets. I'm likening this to the present time, friends, because there's so many that are willing to hang out with leaders, but they're not willing to be the leader. They want to be Robin instead of Batman. But going back to my story, it was interesting. I had one guy that was kind of my right-hand man in ministry. And we had a reporter come down, and this is right when we first started getting, you know, or actually falling to the attacks of the homosexuals. Because they, you know, they attack anybody that doesn't agree with them. And interestingly enough, a reporter came down, and when he came down, you know, it was great to hang out with Bradley, but all of a sudden the reporter looked over at him and started asking him questions. And the reporter looked at me as if, what's this guy's problem? He got really nervous because he started asking him questions. See, this wasn't an attack piece just on Bradley Dean. Now it was an attack piece on others that were around Bradley Dean. You know what that reporter called him? He called him Mr. Fidget. He called him Mr. Fidget. And why did he call him Mr. Fidget? Because, friends, he didn't have faith. He was unbelieving. Matter of fact, I've even had people, just so you understand, over the years of ministry, we've had street teams. I had a lot of good people working with me in the process, but we've also had people that are really near unto me. And they'll act a certain way around me, and then they'll go out publicly and they'll act a different way. Well, it's interesting how when people are in your ministry, they agree to the, you know, to the extent, to the tip of the sword as to what the word says. But once they leave the ministry, then you catch wind that, well, they were making phone calls because they wanted to let other people know that they didn't want to be too harsh. They wanted to make buddy-buddy. They want the approbation of men rather than the approbation of God. See, that which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God. You know, going over to John the Baptist now, isn't it interesting how everybody enjoyed his light? That was until he jacked the king up, right? He started calling the king out for all of his evils, that which he had done. Him and his wife, his brother's wife that he married. I wonder how many people wanted to hang out with John the Baptist after, you know, the king started to persecute him. Or the apostles. Everybody wanted to hang out with the apostles as long as there was power present. But all of a sudden, when the power that wasn't present to give them what they wanted, all of a sudden they became the persecutors. And we see this constantly, friends. But going back to the fearful, we had a phone call, I believe it was just on Saturday, where an individual called from Wyoming, and we appreciate that phone call, but he got me off on this tangent concerning fear. Listen, friends, either you're going to fear the face of God or you're going to fear the face of man. Because he who fears the face of man doesn't fear the face of God, but he who fears the face of God doesn't fear the face of man. And Scripture tells us, but the fearful. And this is what we see across the country more than anything. The fearful. Cowards. And I'll tell you why they're filled with fear. Because they're not filled with faith. See, they're cowards. See, they want their cake and they eat it too. They want to eat it too. See, they want a little of heaven and they want a little of hell at the same time. And Jesus Christ doesn't play that. But going back to King James, Revelations 21, verse 8, but the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone. Who are the liars? Those that say they're Christians, yet nobody can see the fruit of Christ. They're going to have their part in the lake of fire, friends, that burneth with brimstone, which is the second death. I could sit on the phone right now. We're having live radio. I could sit on the phone right now on the radio waiting for phone calls and going back and forth with phone calls. And I could ask you the question, just like we did on Saturday, why is it that the leaders of a movement can take the shots, but the rest of us just can't? And I'm saying us as I'm speaking in a third person. Why is it okay that the Bradley Deans of the world, they get attacked? They let the bloggers do what they're going to do. They let the communist organizations do what they do. They let this criminal administration do what they do. To those that are willing to carry the torch, and I can prove my point going back to what I said originally, go online, do a Bradley Dean Google search. You know, the only thing they've gotten right is my first name. Why is it okay to sit back and watch Christ in action? And what kind of a man can sit there and watch a leader take shot after shot and not get into the battle with him? That's what we need to ask ourselves. I've asked my ministry team over and over and over, times where I've had 30 to 50 people in my ministry, just on my ministry team. Where's your name online? Where are you called into question for standing for the truth? Are you hated for righteousness' sake? Are you being persecuted for righteousness' sake? And when I go online, I can't find anybody's name. And you know what they do? Just like they're doing right now. They stand and they look at you like a bunch of sheep. mean, it was a good thing that King David had some good guys around him, and they were discontented men. And they were willing to stand up and do the stuff along with David. But I'll tell you what, after 19 years of ministry, I've had very few opportunities to work with anybody like that. And friends, just shifting gears a little bit, but I'm making the same point. I can tell you on a national level, the closer I get to national leaders, 97% of them are the very reason that you are where you're at today. And I'm talking about the professed church. Cowards, fearful, people pleasers, compromisers. They're an abomination in the sight of a living God. What, Christ, it's like this in the natural. What, the veterans, it's okay that they come back in boxes, dying magnifying the Constitution and ratifying the Constitution and the laws of the Constitutional Republic in which we have. But when it comes to us, we're supposed to stand down and look at their families and feel sorry for them because they just sacrificed their sons and daughters on our behalf, and we sit and do nothing about it? I'm just asking the question. Because when I read Scripture, the Bible tells me that Christ died for me, that I might live unto Him who died for me. And He died on the He died on the cross, friends, a crucifix. Major crucible. Most painful, shameful death there can be. And we all stand back, a good portion of the American people stand back and they dance around the cross, but they won't bear it. They want the crown, but they don't want the cross. I see it all of the time. And by the way, friends, it is absolutely amazing. When the fire comes, you get to find out what people are really about. And Jesus said, I'll bring all things to the light. And I'll tell you, just a little itty-bitty fire, that's all it takes to find out where men really are. They scatter like a bunch of snakes. They scatter like a bunch of rats. Because they were never His in the first place. And by the way, when you read Pilgrim's Progress, John Bunyan's Pilgrim's Progress, they're called little faith, and there's a short distance between them and hell. And hell is exactly what they deserve. Because they're not even good for hell. They stand for nothing. They do nothing. And then America, we stand back and we wonder why, as I was saying earlier, why we have foreigners coming in here illegally, wanting to point the finger back at you. I mean, that is to the umpteenth degree as to our guilt before a just and a holy God in so many different ways. But friends, what I want to do when we come back, I want to talk about Osteen on same-sex marriage. And he was actually called out on CNN. And I want to hit a couple of these talking points that they were going back and forth over. I'm actually looking at it, and in the process of that, what we'll do is we'll take it to Scripture and show you again how far out in left field they really are and how stupid it can really get when it comes to heretics. You got Bradley and Stephanie, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be right back.
Whoa! This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. 1-866-233-0747. Let me just stay this train of thought right now, friends. And we'll get over to this Olstein piece in just a couple minutes, hopefully. If not, we'll get to it tomorrow. But I was just talking about the fearful, the unbelieving, the abominable, all those that are willing to call themselves Christ until a little persecution comes. I want to ask the fearful, the unbelieving, the unfaithful to the things of Christ. I'm kind of curious to know, when Jesus said in John 14, he said, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." I want to know how it is, namely in America today, how you call yourself a Christian, and yet you're at peace with the world. That's at war with your God. You know, friends, here's what it comes down to. Because of PC, political correctness. Traitors to principles is what they are. You've been so inundated with fear and defeatism, you don't even know what the gospel really means or stands for. You say you have faith, but your faith succumbs to the world. It doesn't overcome the world. How is it that you're at peace with a world that murders innocent babies that God commands you to stand against? How is it that you're at peace with the world where you have homosexuals attacking everything you are, attacking everything that you do 24/7 in this country? How is it that you call yourself a Christian when you don't even protest what's going on in this country? Protestant has meaning, Protestants, right? How is it that you're at peace with the world that's at war with your God? I'm curious. How is it that you're okay to stand down in the face of a government that is upending your sovereignty, attempting to? That will never happen. Do you think that you can truly call? I mean, that's like going out on a battlefield. You have the uniform on. And now the general says, listen, I'm going to send you over here and we're going to deal with this tyrant. And you look at him and say, no. I'm not going to deal with that tyrant. I'm not going to deal with Adolf Hitler. I mean, can you imagine 405,399 men and women that fought, bled, and died to ratify the Constitution during World War II to snuff out a devil named Adolf Hitler? Can you imagine if they said, no. Can't do that. That's exactly what the professed church is doing. They're allowing the enemy and enemies of this country to do what they want to do at will. Here, listen to what Jesus said in Matthew 10. He said, whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, him will I confess also before my Father which is in heaven. Now listen, but whosoever shall deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father which is in heaven. He said, think not that I come to send peace on earth. I come not to send peace, but a sword. Oh, and just for my critics, who are just absolute fools for their pains, I want you to understand that not by power, not by spirit, but by my, I'm sorry, not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord God. We're led of the Spirit of God, okay? And by the Spirit. But Jesus said, think not that I come to send peace on earth. I come not to send peace, but a sword. For I am come to set a man at variance against his father, against and the daughter against her mother, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And a man's foes shall be they of his own household. He that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and he that loveth son or daughter is not worthy of me. Jesus goes on in verse 38, and he that taketh not his cross and follows after me, he's not worthy of me. He that findeth his life shall lose it, and he that loses his life for my sake shall find it. Huh. He that receiveth you receiveth me, and he that receiveth me receiveth him that sent me. He that receiveth the prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward. And he that receiveth a righteous man in the name of a righteous man shall receive a righteous man's reward. Interestingly enough, just taking you down testimony lane, it wasn't too long ago I sat with a pastor across the table from me. And I was talking about the issue of abortion and homosexuality, what's going on in public schools, you know, my ministry. And I just looked at him and I said, I'm absolutely amazed that the professed church in America just stands down when they should stand up. His face got beet red. And he said, Bradley, that's your call, not mine. Really? I thought the apostle, the prophet, the teacher, the evangelist and the pastor, they have different functions, but they're all doing the same thing for the same end and the same purpose. My call? You mean, wait. Some have spiritual internal fortitude called faith, and some don't. Because when I go to Hebrews 11, I can see that the elders obtained a good report, and I can see the report that they received from heaven. And the report was, as God doesn't play, he answers by fire to those who call upon him in the name of Jesus Christ. There it is right there. See, what the church today doesn't want is they don't want the fire. In other words, they don't want the Holy Ghost. See, the Bible says we're called to be ministers of the flames of fire. That's foreign to them. That's like talking Chinese to them. They think the Holy Ghost, they got the Holy Ghost and their emotions mixed up. They don't realize the Holy Ghost is holy. And he stands against everything that these cowards tolerate. You know, I mean, I think of Jesus going to the King Herod, called him the Pharisees of the day said, get out of here, Herod will kill you. Jesus said, go tell that fox, I ain't going anywhere. Or John the Baptist going to the face of Herod and confronting him for all of his evils. You know, how many times I've even heard prophets say, you know, I've even heard one guy say, he's got the gift of prophecy, no question about it. He called John the Baptist a fool. And that was the greatest prophet born of women. Can you imagine that coming out of your heart and shooting out of your mouth?
That's arrogance.
Oh, that is over the top arrogance. Take heed that you stand, lest you fall, and let me verify the assurance that you will fall sooner or later by that very thought or that very word that came out of your mouth. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. It's got to be in your heart first.
Mm-hmm.
How many times I've gotten, matter of fact, friends, I can go down the line doing high school assemblies. Our opposition in public schools was the professed church. When it comes to politics, you're hearing the professed church in America denying their very existence, saying we're not going to get involved with politics. You have got to be kidding me. God gave you government, fool. Exodus 18:21. Then you establish representation. How many people, they'll get around my ministry friends and they'll play up to the word? And what they don't realize is I'm discerning thought. They don't realize I'm reading their mail. Those are the worst of men, friends. Even when I was in the world, I can go back. Touring the United States of America in a rock and roll band called Hooker, of all names, and Sunset Strip. Little did I know, one of the kids, the bass player of the band, he was actually raised up in the Salvation Army. And you want to talk about a preacher of preachers? William Booth of the Salvation Army, the original founder, he was second to none. And by the way, what you see in the Salvation Army today is exactly, it counters everything that that man established. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in this earth as it is in heaven. That's exactly the fruit of that ministry. It's not at all what you see today. William Booth's quote on paralleling politics without God. And again, friends, I'm just on a tangent right now. I was going to talk about condemnation, and we're going to get to it. But I just feel that I feel led to just say what I'm saying to you right now. You know, just like when we talk about government and we're to throw off the chains of corrupt government. We're not to throw off the Constitution, but those that corrupt the Constitution. Those are the ones that we're supposed to throw off. It's the same thing happening in the church today. It's heretical. It's gone apostate. It's a joke. You know, a lot of these famous preachers that men have just admired. You know, here, oh, thank you, Lord. I remember I had a guy come. He was this was 15 years ago. I remember he came over to my church in Plymouth, Minnesota. And I remember at one particular time he was just praising Jesus and loving Jesus and oh, how much I love him. And he started talking about Mr. Osteen of all people. And I just felt right away I needed to go to fornication with this guy. I said, you know, the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 6:9, no fornicator shall have his part or any inheritance into the kingdom of heaven. He said this to me, friends. What is fornication? Just like when I first got in the church, I had to look up all these words because I didn't know what they meant. Fornication is sex before marriage. I said it's sex before marriage. His face turned pale. 15 years ago, friends, I have yet to hear from that guy. What do you mean, brother? No, he was praising the preacher that never told him what Jesus told him. Yet Scripture tells us that all doctrine is given by God in the book of Timothy. For what? For reproof, for correction, for instructions in righteousness. When is the last time you heard a preacher preach just that? Reproof, correction, or instructions in righteousness. You know, Scripture does tell us in the book of Proverbs that correction is grievous to those that forsake the way. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness, friends. That's exactly right. They hate God, yet they claim Christianity. Everything about them stands contrary to what Christ died for. And yet they say they're His. Hey, listen. Either He's going to be glorified in your salvation, friends, or He's going to be glorified in your destruction. Either you're going to live for the blood, or the blood's going to condemn and destroy you. There is no in-between. Same thing in natural affairs, friends. You got Bradley and Stephanie, Sons of Liberty Radio.com, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Sue Trombino, founder of WIN, Women Impacting the Nation, also a project of Liberty Council, and why we support Sons of Liberty because they are dedicated to the Great Commission and the cultural mandate. They are bold, they're brash, they defend life and liberty, they stand up for our military, the true heroes of today. They are not afraid to go toe-to-toe with the bullies. They are in the trenches, walking their walk, not just talking the talk. They are truth-filled and going mad, making a difference.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and the FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, "The evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution." But a friend and patriot has discovered a loophole. Find out about the NSA loophole before they shut it down at privacylockdown.com. That's privacylockdown.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Folks, last segment just kind of went off our topic today for the very fact that, well, if this is where I'm supposed to go, this is where I'm supposed to go, being faithful to the Holy Ghost, and if he wants to go a direction, I'm going to follow the lead. For as many are led by the Spirit of God, yea, these are sons of God.
I was just going to say that we always say that in the intro, we want to be led by the Spirit of God. Well, that's what we're doing here on the Sons of Liberty today. It was William Booth who said, "The chief danger that confronts the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without regeneration, politics without God, and heaven without hell." That's exactly what we're seeing today.
And that's exactly right. And yeah, this is exactly what we're confronting, is the spirit of the professed church in America that has gone apostate. And by the way, friends, has gone apostate a long time ago. When the American people stood down, when the Supreme Court committed the oligarchy and said, no longer do we want God. You know, in other words, we're a bunch of black-robed tyrants that are not going to obey our own oath. We're not going to support it anymore. We're going to fight against the God that gave us the privilege to be here in the first place. We went apostate a long time ago.
You know, it goes along with what Dietrich Bonhoeffer said. He said, "Silence in the face of evil," which for the most part the professed church has been completely silent, "God will not hold us guiltless. Not to speak is to speak. Not to act is to act." So you could say, well, I'm not doing this and that. And listen, if you hold your peace when you should speak, then you're just
How
guilty.
Can you hold your peace knowing the you things can't. That are taking place in this country? How can what's greater? Yep. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world? Mm-hmm. What greater is the world than the Christ that's in me?
Yeah, that's right.
That's completely backwards.
That's right. It reminds me of we sat down with a few weeks ago or so, and she was telling you about her pastor and how he, you know, he's a good teacher and so on, but she sat down with him and said, you know, finish the job. You know, why do we talk about these fine issues of teaching faith or love or charity or all these different things, but we won't hit abortion, we won't hit homosexuality, we won't hit the actual issues of today. It was one of our founding forefathers, I believe it was John Adams, who said, listen, a preacher needs to speak out on the issues that are going on in his day. If, obviously, in our day, homosexuality is a big issue, then preachers should be speaking out and addressing that very topic. If babies are being aborted, killed, in the midst of thousands a day, then it is the duty, obviously, of every church in America to be shouting, screaming from the housetops about abortion, about how wrong it is, and how, you know, thou shalt not kill. It's the most plain to see commandment that the Lord gave us in the Bible. You can't get any much clearer than that.
Which preserves life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when you see these things, you say, listen, not to speak is really to speak. Because if you stand down when you should be standing up, you know, those Germans, when Hitler, you know, was doing what he was doing over in Nazi Germany, those Germans who knew what was going on but just didn't say anything, as guilty. Well, I didn't kill anyone. Well, of course you didn't maybe kill anyone, but did you speak up when you saw what was going on in your government?
How'd that work out for
him? Did you hold them accountable? And going back to Dietrich Bonhoeffer, he was a man who did stand up during Hitler's time and
did not
go along with it.
You know what? And it's great that we use ostentatious erudition. It really is that we quote other great men of God. And there's nothing wrong with that. Scripture tells us we're to follow in the faith of them that have gone before us in the book of Hebrews. Amen. You know what? But friends, the bottom line is the Lord writing a book of those that feared thee on your behalf?
Mm-hmm.
Are you one that feared the Lord in the sense of filial fear, that you love him enough to obey him? Because if not, then don't name the name of Christ if you haven't departed from iniquity. And iniquity is lawlessness. And that's exactly what Scripture tells us. I say this. R.W. Barber said in the 1900, he who has not felt what sin is in the Old Testament knows little what grace is in the New. He who has not trembled in Moses and wept in David and wondered in Isaiah will rejoice little in Matthew, rest little in John. He who has not suffered under the law will scarcely hear the glad sound of the gospel. And keep in mind, friends, Scripture tells us in Isaiah 8:20 that if they speak not according to the law and to the testimony, it's because there's no light in them. Friends, I've even had prophets rail against the law of God. Jesus said in Matthew 5, think not that I've come to destroy the law and the prophets. I've come not to destroy, I've come to fulfill. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to them that believe. Friends, and keep in mind, the Jews knew the law. Unto the Jewish people was given the oracles of God, Romans 3. Now, I know I'm not really getting off base. I'm just actually looking for a little something here, because again, I get to the point sometimes where it's like it's great to hear what these men of God talked about. And by the way, my study is always on the preachers that preceded what we're dealing with today. See, preachers of the day in America, for the most part, again, they talk about God. Preachers that preceded these preachers of the day, they didn't talk about God. They walked with God. There's a big, huge difference. And what we need to get back to is the God of our fathers. Not the God of the modern false prophets and the false preachers who open the gates wide to the wolves, friends, because that's exactly what you're seeing today. And you should have enough biblical sense to know the difference between your right hand and your left hand. And it's not hard to figure out that the church in America has gone apostate a long time ago. Let me tell you how much the professed church in America loves their kids. You ready for this? The schools are wide open, and they are subject to everything, and they are protected from nothing. That includes abortion, that includes in homosexuals. This is the church that's preaching to you today? I can even take them for a grain of salt.
Yeah, you know, if you think about it,
what a joke.
It's such a good point, you know, because we do a lot of traveling. When you go into a town, you're going to find, I mean, I'm thinking about, you know, our city in which we live, and we probably have, let me think, one, two, three, four churches just offhand that I can think of, okay?
When you of the thousands we've been to?
No. I just said in our city. Our city alone, I can think of, just off the top of my head, and there's probably, actually maybe five now I think about it. Five churches just in our city alone. And it's not very big. So when you travel from city to city to city, every town has at least two, three churches, at least.
Yep.
And when you go there, you say, listen, if all these two, three churches
were
doing their job and preaching like they should be preaching, their towns would be different. Some of these towns are just dead and dreary and dirty.
Oh, and their kids are on drugs, and they go to school, and they're taught that they came from monkeys, and they're having premarital sex. Well, it shows you what the preacher's not preaching against. He's not faithful to his God. I say this. A time will come when instead of shepherds feeding the sheep, the church will have clowns entertaining the goats.
Yeah, that's what we see too. All entertainment. It's a sad state in America when your God is so wimpy, and I'm speaking here
as a man.
As a man, okay? It's a sad state in America when your God is so wimpy that you have to have a pizza party to attract people or some sort
of. And that you're running from a bunch of effeminate
fair,
men.
Yeah, fun fair, you know, bizarre to attract people. If you have to attract people into your church when worldly methods, then your God is not obviously the God of the Bible.
Why would you even want to be there?
By the way, you shouldn't
apply for this job, friends. You're volunteers by the Spirit of Christ. The wind blows whithersoever it will, and it chooses whom he chooses. We got Tim Brown from Freedom Outpost calling in really quick. Hey, thanks for calling in, my friend. You got about 2 minutes. Go for it. Fill it with words.
I was just going to fill it with the word. Jesus spoke to the people, and he said, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Matter of fact, many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name? And this is for the antinomian church, the one who says the law of the Old Testament. We don't need that. We've got grace. We've got love. We've got mercy. He says, and then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness.
Amen.
That's right.
Lawlessness. And the church needs to hear that because they think grace is a license to sin.
Well, in every sense, it's licentiousness, and it reminds me of Fisher Ames said. Mm-hmm. Tim, for the sake of time, we got to close up.
I got to say
Thank you. Go ahead.
They think grace is a license to sin. No, grace is the empowerment to overcome your
sin.
That's
right. It's an occasion for the flesh.
Completely backwards to what grace's intentional meaning is supposed to be.
They walk accordingly, don't they?
Yes, they do.
Yeah, I mean, you see it.
If you really love someone, you wouldn't look for an excuse to not be faithful to them. In the same way with God, if you really love the Lord, you're not going to use, I'm just human. All your excuses in the world to not obey his commands. You don't really love him. That's plain to see.
Folks, the time will come when instead of shepherds feeding the sheep, the church will have clowns entertaining the goats. Welcome to the circus. But it's time that we kick the circus out of town.
And for those of you who want to support what we are doing and say, listen, we really appreciate it. It's like having church. Amen. 6 days a week. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can become a son or daughter of liberty, which is actually our highlight for this week. Join our army for Christ. And we do mean an army by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Monthly sponsors. It's proven to be an answer to prayer for many because it allows true Christians and patriots to sow into a church that's constantly doing instead of sitting in church. Pews. It's time to either pick up your sword or take off the uniform. And you can only have one direct uniform, not any others. And that's directly from Miss Lizard over there. So she's giving me a
All right.
So basically, it works out perfectly with what we're talking about in this show today. If you want to do something and really put your money in a place where it's going to go, where we're going to be doers of the word and not hearers only, become a son or daughter of liberty today by going to sonsoflibertyradio.com, or you can call us at 1-866-233-0747.
Albert Barnes rightly said, to habitually obey God and his law constitutes sincerity. Of course, I love my father's government. How about you? Bradley and Stephanie, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Tomorrow we're going to be talking about Osteen on same-sex marriage. See you First Down at 3:18.
Time and time again.
You need to come here.
here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.